Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
You know the problem with force class?
Go on.
The screen's too far away.
What are you talking about? Just pull it closer, you fucking idiot.
You can pull it closer?
Well, of course you can. It's fucking first class. You can do whatever you want. Go up front and fly the plane if you fancy, pal.
Theo, can I switch seats? I really, really don't want to be this close to Colin and Woody.
I don't think that's allowed. Even before COVID rules, it was never encouraged, really.
You are such a fucking square, honestly.
Guys, smile, yeah? Taking a pic.
I don't think we should be smiling if we're on our way to see sick children, pal.
Shut up. Say cheese. Why aren't any of you saying cheese?
Because we're not 4 years old.
Right, fine, fuck it. I was just trying to get a nice photo for this whole thing. Whatever.
Noise-cancelling headphones going on.
Dickhead-cancelling sunglasses going on over here. Ah, that's better.
Right, let's put a movie on.
I was singing at the Blue Monkey last night.
You was here.
What the fuck is this shit?
You was smooching with my brother.
Is Kevin here?
Yeah.
Kevin is definitely with us.
Yeah, I think so.
What do you mean, think so?
I mean, I'm fairly certain he's booked for this trip.
Lovely. Lovely.
City, the local temperature is 41 degrees and it's blue skies for most of the day. Please respect social distancing when collecting your bag and have a pleasant onward journey to your destination. Merry Christmas.
Oh, whose bag is that?
Which one?
The one with the naked woman on it. Look at the size of her tits, for God's sake.
Mine. Yoink.
Kieran, we're here on a charitable mission. Couldn't you have got a different bag?
This is designer, this, mate. It cost me $8,000.
$8,000?
Yep, $8,000.
I know people say this all the time, like, all the time, but we really do pay footballers too much money, don't we? $8,000 on a fucking bag.
Shut up, come on, keep it moving, keep it moving.
My bag.
Ah, there's mine.
Got it, Theo. Oop, yours is vibrating, pal. Hope it's got enough battery left for your night in the hotel.
Shut up.
Ooh, all right, Grumpy. What's wrong with you? Didn't he sleep on the plane?
Oh, got my bag.
Ah, here's mine. Oh, and this is Kevin's. Give this to Kevin.
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 Give this to Kevin. Oh. Kevin's not here.
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 Kev... what?
Kevin!
I'm writing you a letter all the way from Dartley Park. I know I shouldn't be saying this because I've got a wife, I get a little horny every year around this time. There's people buying Christmas puds and Christmas logs, but David Hall's just looking at pics of sexy dogs. The wife is mourning and the kids are mourning too, but all I want for Christmas is you. I wanna know where the lonely hearts go.
The Plaza Hotel.
Very fucking fancy. Might be too fucking fancy.
Hey, too fucking fancy, I think.
Where's the lobby?
Let me ask this guy. Excuse me, mate, where's the lobby?
Down the hall, to the left.
Thanks.
I moved in her like a bitch, but I couldn't get there. And she was married. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy.
Fucking hell, all right, mate. Jesus.
What was all that about?
Whenever I ask for directions, it's always a fucking weirdo. Always.
Right, where's the lobby?
Down the hall, to the left.
Right, Theo, go get everyone checked in.
Ooh, a swimming pool. Let's go swimming, come on.
No.
Oh, please, swimming. In December, come on.
Would it bother you if I worked on my cannonballs?
Yes.
Well, fuck you then. Prepare to be bothered.
Cannonball!
Oh. Good one, Pat.
Woody, you splashed me.
So?
So, I didn't want to get my hair wet.
Well, you've come to the wrong place then, Jess. I've noticed a fair bit of water in this part of the hotel.
Can I do a cannonball now?
No.
So, what's the plan?
Right, the plan is I have anxiety attacks for the rest of the day until we track down Kevin.
He's gotta be here in the hotel, surely.
I bet he's gone for a pizza. The guy loves pizza.
But what the fuck are we doing in the pool?
Why are you wearing sun cream? It's indoors, pal.
I don't know. Okay, I'm very, very tired. The children's hospital is this evening, okay? I need it posted and shared the fuck out of on social media before this shareholder vote. And Kevin needs to be there, okay? Like, really, really needs to be there. Fuck's sake, how did we lose Kevin in one of the biggest cities in the world?
Oh, look, here comes a clownfish swimming our way.
Ugh. Okay, we're all checked in. I was speaking to the concierge and they said that Kevin was already checked in.
Fuck me, the player liaison officer don't know where the player is, but the fucking concierge does.
So, wait, he's here?
Yep, suite 411.
Oh, fuck's sake, why's he got a fucking suite? That's a fortune.
Great, well, we'll check in on him in a bit and tell him to get ready for tonight. Maybe you can do some stories for the club Instagram.
God, he's really avoiding us, isn't he?
But why? Why is he avoiding us?
He's probably still pissed off.
Yeah, probably that.
What do you mean, still pissed off?
About the situation, the scrutiny about his eligibility and all that, you know. I'm gonna do another cannonball.
No, no, wait. Right. He's pissed off with me.
Hey.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Theo, is Kevin pissed off with me?
Yeah, I thought you knew that. You made that comment on Sky News.
For fuck's sake, he's probably out here schmoozing with some agents or... Oh, fuck, he's probably meeting with ASG or the Premier League. He's gonna whistleblow.
He's not gonna fucking whistleblow.
He's not Mike Dean, pal. You get it, Woody? Whistleblow. Mike Dean.
Yeah, I got it, pal. Patrick, calm yourself down, all right? He ain't schmoozing and he ain't gonna fucking whistleblow.
Okay, we're going up there to his room.
Who is?
All of us.
Fuck's sake. Let's all just go to our rooms, have a shower, calm down, and then we'll give him a call and see where he is. Okay? He's not going behind your back.
Cannonball!
Stay away from the minibar, Badster. Don't do it to yourself, buddy. Your hips won't thank you, neither will your wallet. Who is it?
It's your private escort. I'm having trouble with the strap-on.
Yeah, ha-ha, very funny. Get in.
Where is everyone? Aren't we going to go out to the big thingy? Apple. It's an apple, right?
Yes, it is the Big Apple, and the Big Apple is one of the most expensive cities in the world, so no, we will not be heading out anytime soon.
Oh, still in a mood then.
I need to see Kevin.
Go knock on his door.
Well, is he going to let me in? Because apparently he doesn't fucking like me.
How could someone not like you? You're so... I can't think of any endearing features, actually.
I pay his wages. Okay, how about that? Is that endearing enough for you?
You need to relax.
I'm going to his room.
Good for you. I'll wait here.
Right, touch the minibar and I'll punch you. Okay, I don't even care about the whole woman thing. I will punch you.
Try it, big man.
What room did Woody say he was in?
280.
Lovely. Well, time to charm Kevin all over again.
Okay, Patrick, just ask to go in. You know, be nice, be cool, please respond to coolness. Cool guy Nolan. 278, 279, 280. Oh, come on. Jesus, the door's unlocked.
Housekeeping.
Kevin. Kevin.
We know a cat who can really do the cool jet. We know a cat who can really do the cool jet. Well, this cat they're talking about, I wonder who it could be. Cause I know I'm the heaviest cat you ever did see. When you see me walking down the street, hey, 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 none of the fellas, they don't want to speak, hey, hey, hey.
Kevin, I...
Get out of here, you nosy little pervert, or I'm gonna slap you silly!
What the fuck?
Ah, you're right, pal. I'll be done in a bit. It's the chlorine. Sticks to me like shit on tennis shoes.
What are you doing in Kevin's room?
I'm not in Kevin's room. Am I?
I didn't take the whiskey, it just fell out of the minibar.
You told me the wrong room.
Patrick nearly saw my willy and bum.
Hey, what happens in New York stays in New York.
You gave me Woody's room number.
You asked for it, mate.
No, I didn't. I asked for Kevin's.
You said what room number did Woody say he was in?
Yeah, I meant what room did Woody say Kevin was in?
411.
Great, thanks. Right, get Colin, get Theo, get someone from the front desk. We're going in his room.
Why do you need someone from the front desk, pal?
Because that Brazilian, who I pay good fucking money to, is playing me like a...
Kazoo?
No, a fiddle. Jeez, like a fiddle. Let's go.
Who the fuck is this guy?
That's Cliff.
I'm Cliff. I think he's Cliff.
Why is he here?
Because he's going to help us check on our colleague, who we're very worried about.
Why are you winking?
Shut up.
Here, cheese pizza.
Ah, good work.
Oh, hey, nice one. Kevin loves pizza.
Also, got him a limousine downstairs to take him to the children's hospital.
Oh, yeah, very tasteful. A limousine to the place with sick children in it.
Okay, Cliff, if you could just open the door for us, sir.
Wow, so this is the suite.
Shh. Kevin, it's Patrick. We have a limousine out front and a pizza. You're going to have a lovely day.
Patrick, what the fuck was that?
Now what do we do?
I'm telling you, he's trying to force his way out of Ashwood. Okay, something is going on.
Hold it right there.
What the fuck?
Nobody move. This is Patrick Nolan, MBE.
I knew it was you. I could smell you getting off the elevator.
I've just showered. I've literally just showered.
Could be me.
You was here last night, too, wasn't you?
What are you, pal?
You was here. And you were smooching with my brother.
I'm afraid you're mistaken, sir.
Don't give me that. You've been smooching with everybody. Snuffy, Al, Leo, Little Mo with the gimpy leg, Cheeks, Bony Bob, Cliff.
It's a lie.
Patrick and Cliff.
You've been fucking Cliff, pal.
I've not been fucking Cliff.
I could go on forever, baby.
Baby? I'm terribly sorry, sir, but I'm afraid you're mistaken. We're looking for a young man.
I believe you. But my Tommy gun don't...
Oh, my God.
Fucking hell.
Get down on your knees and tell me you love me.
Oh, everyone on your knees.
Oh, what? These are new trousers.
On your fucking knees, Colin. This is America. Okay, I don't know if you've noticed, but they shoot people over here a lot.
Everyone on your knees now.
Say I love you.
What?
He said to get on your knees and tell him that you love him.
I love you.
You gotta do better than that.
Come on, everyone.
I love you.
Maybe I'm off my hinges, but I believe you. That's why I'm gonna let you go.
Oh, thank God.
This cunt is a fucking psycho.
I'm gonna give you to the count of three to get your lousy, lying, low-down, four-flushing carcass out my door.
Fucking move! Go, go, go!
Get out of my fucking way, Theo!
Colin, don't push!
Fuck you, man! You're a human shield!
One...
Just open the fucking door, Cliff! You can't!
Two...
Fucking hell, come on!
Jesus! Oh, my fucking God!
Stay down, everyone!
Three, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. Ah! And a Happy New Year.
Ho ho, Merry Christmas! It's me, your favourite sporting director, Chris Woody Woodall. Ashwood City have asked me to host this year's big Christmas giveaway. So what are you doing on Christmas Eve Eve? Why not join me on YouTube Live as I dress as Santa Claus and draw names from a hat to see who can win some absolutely fantastic Ashwood City tap from the club shop. To be in with a chance, all you need to do is join the Ashwood City Patreon at www.patreon.com/Ashwood City and grab yourself a season ticket. That's the evening of the 23rd of December 2021 for Woody's Big Christmas Giveaway. I'll see you there. Now fuck off.
We're Not Fucking Historians is the show all about Irish history, where Shane Todd and Hazel Hayes bring you a few facts and plenty of crack. This month saw their most important episode yet, the history of Ireland's favourite malty beverage.
That's where he's got the brewery, St. James's Gate. He took out a 9,000-year lease.
In the year 10,000, that's going to be a sad day for Guinness when they're booted out.
10,759 AD.
Heineken just come in and go, finally we've got it.
On Tuesday, they're reflecting on their own festive traditions and a few things you might not know about the Emerald Isle's Christmas connections.
There is apparently mounting evidence that St. Nicholas of Myra, who inspired the legend of Santa, is buried in County Kilkenny. It's actually on private land, so they don't allow visitors.
I don't think it's a great one to sell to kids. Can we go to Disneyland? No, come on, I'll take you to where Santa's buried.
So come on in and get involved. Search We're Not Historians. That's We're Not Historians wherever you get your podcasts.
We're Not Fucking Historians is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster, Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more. And join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Duncan's toy chest. Yes, this'll fucking do. Oh, fuck me. That woman covered in pigeons. She looks like Piers Morgan.
Why are we going in here?
Because I need to get some sort of gift for these poor kids.
Aren't we going to help look for Kevin?
Who doesn't turn up, he doesn't turn up.
But that's going to hurt Patrick's vote.
Oh, you stop whining. Here, this toy will fucking do. Kids like this sort of thing, right?
That's a hand sanitizer unit.
Oh. What about this?
Yeah, I think that'll be fine. Very considerate of you.
Was that sarcasm?
No, it's not sarcasm. You know, sometimes people are genuine and they say genuine, nice, constructive things.
Yeah, sure, Theo. Just these.
You shopping alone?
Mind your own fucking business, mate.
Oh, I might get these turtle doves. Turtle doves are the symbol of friendship.
Yeah, and you're the symbol of a dickhead. Come on, Children's Hospital, let's go.
Patrick! Patrick, watch! Watch!
Yeah, I see you, Woody.
Patrick, look! I'm ice skating!
Yeah, very fucking good. Get out of here. Get out of here. Go on, beat it! Get out of here, you fuck off! Fucking pigeons!
Patrick! Patrick, watch me! I can do tricks! Look!
Yeah, I get it, Woody!
What is it, pal? What's up? I was doing my Tonya Harding routine. I was going to pretend that cunt over there is Nancy Kerrigan. What is it, pal?
I'm fucked, mate. Okay, that's what it is. I'm going to get kicked out of my own club, and now I've lost the Brazilian superstar.
He'll turn up, pal.
Yeah? How? This is one of the biggest cities in the world, Woody.
Oh, I know.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
What's that?
It's Kevin's iPad. I took it from his room before that guy started shooting.
So, what are we going to do with that?
Find my iPhone. I'll just track Kevin's phone, and we can find him. Jess still not heard from him?
No.
Right. Well, let's do it.
How do we log into the iPad?
Please.
What are you doing?
Just typing in his birthday as a code.
Wait, you know his birthday off by heart?
Yep.
Christ.
Right, here we go.
Hurry up, there's some mental woman covered in pigeons lingering near us.
Okie dokie. He's in a house, by the looks of it.
Really?
Hey, look.
How far is it?
Looks like half hour.
Oh, it'll be dark by then. Woody, I don't want to get mugged.
Well, you don't have any cash on you, pal, so you'll be a fucking disappointing catch for a mugger. House on Street View's fucking derelict.
What?
It's like fucking all boarded up.
What the hell is he doing?
Looks like a crack den.
I don't like this. Told you. I fucking told you from the start he's hiding something from us. Bet he's in there with secret agents, you know? Someone's dobbed me into the feds and to ASG, and now all of a sudden, Kevin disappears on us.
Jesus, the feds.
Right, come on. We're going into that house, and we are dragging that cunt out of there.
Just give the kid the fucking prezzy.
It's wearing a New York City shirt.
Yeah, so?
They're owned by Man City. I'm a United lad.
You're not a fucking United lad. You only played about 3 fucking passes for him.
Oh, I didn't say I were a fucking legend, did I?
Stop being such a fucking baby. The poor kid's in hospital, for fuck's sake. And he's American. Medical bill's probably worth more than your fucking car. The cunt's got a fucking MLS shirt on. Help him out and give him a fucking gift. Jesus. Brighten his fucking life.
All right, fine. Fucking hell.
Okay, I'm here.
So?
Hi, Colin.
Oh, Mrs. Claus brought her wee elf along.
How's it going?
Yeah, sorry. Kids getting presents, Kieran doing the business on social media, some of the nurses taking pictures and that.
Fucking get in!
Who shall I give my turtle doves to?
How about nobody?
Alright, Jess. Alright, Theo.
Get back to fucking work.
Where's Patrick and Woody?
They're looking for Kevin.
He's right there.
What?
Kevin's right there.
What the fuck? Where has he been?
Went out on pull first off, but then we went and saw some property that we were going to buy.
Why hasn't he been answering his fucking phone, Kieran?
Because he lost it.
For fuck's sake.
What was the property like?
Theo, man, is that relevant?
Fucking empty. Minging, actually. Proper minging. And proper dangerous as well. It must be a bargain or something. Like, real fixer-upper, you know. But man, fucking death trap, I tell you. Door handle had a staple gun on it. A fucking staple gun. fire exit ladder at back were, like, covered in grease. It were all, like, green and slimy. It were proper weird, like gunge. Big hole in floor as you come in front door. A bag of tools hanging above the back door. Fucking mental. They're like green slime on floors as well, and all electrics were like fucked. Like total, like proper, like electrocution stuff, you know. And the toilet had petrol in it. Like in the bowl. Fucking petrol. And also, right, to top it all off, there were a fucking weirdo chucking bricks off roof.
There it is, Widow.
Fucking state of this place. Fuck is that? Something's coming from the roof.
Whoa! How many fingers am I holding up, Woody?
Eight.
Jesus, who does that? Who throws bricks at strangers? Hey, you want to throw bricks? Go ahead, throw another one! Fucking hell! If you can't do any better than that, you're gonna lose, you weird no, brick throwing twat. Ah. You got any more? Come on, Woody, get up. He doesn't have any more bricks. He's out of them. What? What? What is it? Whoa! That's it. Nobody throws bricks at me and gets away with it. Woody, get up. You go in the front door, I'm going around the back.
Patrick! Jesus, fuck! All right. Front door, fuck me. Okay. No fucking doorbell. Great. Not gonna knock, cause some brick throwing cunt will show up.
What the fuck?
Fucking string of the door handle. Is this a thing over here? Fuck me, how long is this?
Fucking hell! Me fucking bollocks! My fucking staple. Staple in the fucking bollocks.
Well, the security for this back entrance is simply not good enough. You know, that'll affect insurance premiums. Idiots. Ha-ha! Fire escape ladder. That'll do me. Come on, Paddy. Bit of the old gymnastics. That backstabbing Brazilian bellend won't expect that when I come in through the window. Here we go.
Fucking ladder. My fucking back. Oh, what's that? Oh, some weird green lube. Oh, God, that hurt.
Easy now. Easy. Removing staple from left bollock. Ah! Oh, thank fuck for that. Oh. Right. I ain't fucking about now, Kevin, alright? I'm kicking this fucking door down, pal. Patrick! I've reached the top! Wow. What a hole.
God, easy now, Patrick. Easy now. Right, you've probably just slipped a fucking disc or something, and I just use the door like a normal person. Ow! Oh, what the fuck? That really fucking hurt! For fuck's sake! What sort of on-site safety regulations do they have in this fucking country? Ow!
Patrick? Are you there, pal? This fucking green slime on the floor looks like something out of Ghostbusters. Horrible fucking Celtic green. Ugh. Whoa. Fucking hell, it's slippery. Jesus. Fucking hell. Oh, God. I'm covered in paint. Fucking, I can't see. I'm like, fuck me, I can't turn up to the children's hospital like this. Patrick, you there, pal? I can't see. Wait. I found a sink, pal. I'm just gonna wash my hands. Be careful, by the way, pal. I can hear dodgy electrics all over the place.
Woody, I'm in. You there, mate? Is there any sign of Kevin? Fuck's sake, none of the ceiling lights work. I can't see a fucking thing. Woody? Ah, I found another light. This one looks connected. What's that smell? I can smell burning. I can smell burning. I can feel burning. I can fucking feel burning. Ah, no! My hair! Fuck! Toilet! Fuck! Head is going to go into a toilet. Fuck, that's great. Brilliant. It just stinks of shit and petrol. Woody?
Patrick?
What is that?
It's Kevin's phone. I think he must have lost it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So, why have you burnt your hair off?
I didn't mean to, Jessica.
And why are you covered in paint and your hair's all fluffy?
Just fuck off, Colin, okay?
All right, gang. Theo said you had Kevin's phone.
It's right here.
Yeah, that's the one. Cheers. Hey, fucking minging house, innit?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Kieran, would you mind fucking off and leaving us alone?
Yeah, no worries. Merry Christmas, you lot.
Merry Christmas. Kevin! You spent $9,672 on room service?
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously,
mate. Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.